Good morning, Yahusha. Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven above. The Holy Spirit is on the throne. Good morning, Yahusha. Good morning. In the morning, early in the morning, in the morning, I will rise.
Blessed be the name of the Lord God, the creator of heaven and earth. He was, is, and is to come. May his name alone be praised, and may his name alone be exalted. I want to welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day daily devotion. I believe strongly that his word will heal us, his word will deliver us. Let me share a word of prayer with you. Oh, Abba Father, I thank you. I give you praise. May your name be exalted. May your name be glorified. I ask, oh Lord, that you will have your way. Speak to us. Heal us. Deliver us. Bless us. Save our soul. Reveal yourself to us through your word and by your word. Oh, Abba Father, may your will be done even today. I thank you for unanswered prayer in Yahusha HaMashiach's name. I have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome all of you again to this morning cool of the day daily devotion. May the peace of the Most High be multiplied unto you all. Today happens to be the 10th episode of The Walking Voice, and we are dealing with the principle of Eden. The principles of Eden. And today happens to be the part 9 of that life in Eden. Last episode, which is the principle of Eden part 7, under the 9th episode of the Walking Voice, we saw provisions. We saw that provisions were made available in Eden, in garden, and man was not supposed to walk out, move out, and search for that which he will use to accomplish his purpose or mission. No. All provisions were made available in Eden. There is nothing you can receive outside Christ. That is why he put you in himself to enjoy all things that pertains to life and godliness. because all things came through him. So when you find yourself in Eden, when you find yourself in his presence, Yahuwah is present in his presence. Therefore, provisions will be made available. We saw that when you act as far as faith is concerned, you are obeying and he provides. We used Abraham as a steady case and we saw how he provided. But the Lord stretched him because faith stretches you. It is a test of love, it's a test of obedience. So when he took that step, he now told him and showed him that particular mountain. He told him to go to Moriah, and when he got there, he showed him the mountain. And when he had left his donkey and his servants, the Bible says the place was still afar off. There are times we think we have just reached, we've gotten there, and we have not gotten there yet. Getting there is walking into divine abundance. You have to climb. No place of provisions, human materials, human efforts, human aids, are rendered unimportant. So his donkey and his servants were left behind. There are places, your final destination, a place of abundance, a place of provisions, that people of the way, you have to leave your donkey. You have to leave some people behind. The reason why your lamp has not been provided, the reason why you have not gotten to the point to sacrifice, the reason why you have not been able to get to that place he has shown you, the reason why you have not been able to raise the altar on that mountain, is because you are still with the two people. You are still with your donkey. You are still with some people. He left them behind, climbed, and got there. And behold, the lamp was made available. And it was dealt with already. Because you need servants. Because your son has been tied and put on the altar. How will you be able to tie the lamp? How will you be able to handle the horn of this lamp? Guess what? Yahuwah had fastened this lamp with the horn. He has caught him by the horn already. There are times we think we have to go with some people to be able to get that which we want. But no. Until we leave some people and leave some things behind, we can't get to the point where provisions will be made available. Today, we are going to talk about protection. Because when I start with the steps to obedience and also levels of obedience, we will go deep when it comes to the provisions of the Lord using Abraham, the father of faith. Protection is also in Eden. And no matter the provisions you have, no matter the resources you have, without his protection, you will go nowhere and you will be in trouble. We are living in a very, very wicked world. It is not only premature death, but robbery case. What is abundance without protection? What is resources? What is provisions without protection? If you have many things and there is no protection, you have nothing, because you will be robbed. He who is the God of this world has been declared in John 10:10 as a thief. And he comes to steal. So, as you are looking for things, searching for things, trying to make money, trying to get all the things you need in this world, forget not about his protection, because it is in vain getting all the gettings, yet without a covering. In fact, everything needs a covering. Your soul has been given a covering. The earth has been given a covering called the dome, the firmament. Everything needs a covering. Without a covering, I tell you, your life will be in danger. You will be exposed to danger, all kinds of things. People of the way, right in Eden, there was Yahweh's protection. You see, because, you know, security is in Christ. It is in his presence. That is, the new life exists in him. So when you find yourself in him, in Eden, precious people of the way, you are secure. The question is, then how? Because Satan was there. He came there. Listen, there is a religious understanding of protection, and there is a word understanding of protection, a kingdom way protection. Protection is not absence of Satan. Protection is not absence of Satan. It's not absence of the witches and wizards. It is not absence of the occult men in your family. Protection is not when all the witches die in your family. Protection does not come because when there is no enemy, no. Protection is actually the presence of Yahuwah. So protection is not the absence of Satan, but rather the presence of Yahuwah. Satan can be around. What you need is Yahuwah. You see, what brings him to the scene in his presence is obedience to his word. Now, let us look at something in Psalm 91, the verse 1 to 2. Psalm 91, the verse 1 to 2. A very popular scripture known to most of us. Let us look at something there, very important. Psalm 91. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust. You see that? So, if you dwell in a secret place, the secret place of the Most High is his Son, Christ is in him. If you are in Christ, if you are in Eden, I tell you the truth, you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. A thing, the presence of a thing casts a shadow. So abiding under the shadow of the Almighty is living under the covering of the Most High, meaning that you are living with him and in him. Amazing. So Satan can be around. What you need is Yahweh's presence. Don't seek for the absence of Satan. Seek for the presence of Yahuwah. If you are in Christ, if you are living in Eden, care less about Satan. Satan, you see, there are people who want to do away with Satan. Guess what? He brought him to an open shape. Yahusha did not come to kill Lucifer. He came to deal with sin. He came to take away our sins. The Bible says, John said, "This is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." So, the most important thing is that sin, which is not supposed to be in his presence. Now, let me explain to you. You see, there are some of us, our focus is Yahuwah, take away Satan. And he himself, when he came into the world, he did not come and take away Satan. He is still at work. He is the God of this world. His presence does not scare Yahuwah. His presence does not give Yahuwah a headache. No. If Yah is with you, who can be against you? The Bible uses who, including Satan. So, you don't have to think about the presence of Satan. You don't have to think about the presence of witches and wizards. What you need to focus on is the presence of the Most High. If your Savior is with you, what can the enemy of your soul do? He neither sleep nor slumber. That is what gives you peace. Absence of peace is the presence of the enemy. Absence of peace is absence of the Prince of Peace. Therefore, it will bring the presence of the enemy. So you need to have peace, because he is with me. Yah is with me. He didn't enter the garden to kill, to use cutlass and arrows to kill Eve and kill Adam. He was there. So he's not a problem unto Yahuwah at all. He's not a problem. He's not an issue. The problem is sin. The problem is acts of disobedience. The problem is that which puts the presence of Yahuwah off, which takes him off the scene. Hallelujah. You see, right in the garden, in his presence, he had provided. So he won't go out. When you walk out, you suffer. So right in the garden of Eden, he provided. So most often, the Lord protects you by providing for you. He protects you by providing. You don't go into the world. You don't walk out of the world and go into the world for water, for food, for bread, for things that you think you need. He made them available in the Garden of Eden. Water was there. The water, the Bible says, it came from Eden, which is the presence, to the garden. And it parted to four, not just one, four, which is stability, four. If one should go up, the other is there, four of them. So he will make provisions available so that you don't go outside of the fence. The word is a boundary. The word fencing. That is why anytime you break his word, you open yourself up. And that is what Satan did. So the Lord will now protect you by providing. That is why anytime there is no provisions, okay, people jump out. If a sheep is in its pen or its fold for a long time and there is no food, they try to jump out. They jump out to go and eat outside and they get attacked. They get killed. They get stolen. They end up following another shepherd. So a good shepherd, if the sheep needs to go out, he needs to take them out. If they are in, he makes sure that he makes food available and water available. So Yahuwah protects us by making provisions available. That is why he does not want us to go into the world. Anytime you look for food, you are looking for green pastures. Outside the word, you are in trouble. Because outside of him is without his presence and you will be in trouble. That is so serious. When he protects you, he becomes your helper. In Hebrews 13 verse 6, the Bible says that, let's go to Hebrews 13 the verse 6. Let's read something there. Hebrews chapter number 13, the verse 6. The Bible says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You see, if Yahuwah want to protect you, he becomes your helper. I've dealt with, you know, who a helper is. That is why he gave us a helper, who is the Holy Spirit. When we're dealing with, you know, back to Eden, especially the 40th episode, people of the way, when he becomes your helper, what can man do unto you? What can man do unto you? So people of the way, there is the need for him to be with you, you in him, he becoming your helper, and that settles the matter. Look, Satan can go to and fro. He can come around you. He can do his worst. But listen, no evil shall come near your tent. Do you know why? Because he has become your tent. Yahuwah has become your dwelling place. You see, let's go to Psalm 91, verse 9 to 10. Psalm 91, the verse 9 even to 10. The Bible says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. You see, so he becomes your tent, he becomes your dwelling place, he becomes your habitation. In other words, he becomes the house you live in, like Eden. Then the Bible says, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Because when you are in the ark, you are safe. You see, it does not matter if Satan is alive. Forget about him. His agents can be around. Forget about them. They can't touch you. Because the truth of the matter is, you are not alone. Yahuwah is with you. You are not alone.
He is with you. You are in him. You dwell in him. He is around. What can Satan do to you? When we get to a point, I will show you what happened. That Satan used that means for them to eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It is to take Yahuwah out of the scene. You see, if Yahuwah wants to also protect you in Eden, he establishes you. He establishes you, because one thing that Satan does best is taking your place. When he takes your place, you lose your place in Christ. When you lose your place in Christ, his presence is not with you. You are no more in Eden. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3:3. He will try to take your place. So when you read from Genesis to Revelation, he always plants his people. So when he planted the garden, he put man inside. The Bible says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. You see that? You see, one thing many people don't know is, if you are not established, planted in him firmly, if he's not your anchor, if you are not established in Christ, you won't enjoy protection. You see, when Satan lost his place in the realm of God in heaven, look at what he did. He came to establish himself here. And he took the place of man in the Garden of Eden. And the taking of the place of a man, okay? I tell you, he does it gradually. It's a process. That is what happened in the garden. He will take your place. When he takes your place, what place again do you have? You will be kicked out. That is why Satan was not kicked out from the garden. He had taken the place of Adam, man. Then you lose the presence. You will be kicked out. This is a strategy when it comes to, you know, losing the presence. This is how he does. Because Yahuwah's presence will be where he places you. He plants you. So guess what? If he wants you to lose his presence, he will kick you out from Christ. And it is a process. When he came, all of a sudden, the Bible says he was wearing many crowns. You see, the initial description of him, it was not so. Meaning that he has been taking the places. Don't forget, the Bible says, let no one take your crown. You know, Satan and his agents, when they take your place, you lose your head. In other words, they take your place. They take your crown, they replace you. They replace you. That is what he did in the garden. So the Bible says, Paul said, Adam lost his place. He lost it. You are going to lose it because he would take that place. How come the Lord said, Adam, take dominion? Replenish the earth. Take dominion. And all of a sudden, Satan has become the god of this world. He's in charge. He controls everything. It is like everything was given to him. It was not so from the beginning. He was just to be an errand, messenger, moving to and fro. But he has come to establish himself. He has taken the place of man. The dominion, you know, staff is in his hand. How did he do it? it happened in a garden, we will have time and look at the process. Many are careless. They are no more enjoying protection, because he said, no evil shall come near you. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, that he will establish you and keep you from evil. The establishment, when he establishes you, when you remain there, I tell you the truth, you can't be touched. Look at how man has been dealt with. Seriously, outside Eden, we are troubled on every side. So he came and said, okay, let's get back to him. That is where we can enjoy full protection. Let's go into him. Let's find ourselves in Christ. Let's go back. Restoration of Eden is being in Christ. Child of God, I want to repeat. The problem is not Satan. His time has been given. You are still alive. You are here. You see, you can't kill all demons. You can't kill Satan. He's there. The problem is not him. It is about the presence of Yahuwah. It's about being him. You are safe. Because he said, in this world, you will go through all kinds of things, but he's with you. He's with you. If he's with you, have that peace of mind. And what I need is him. And I will care less about Satan. He should not give me headache. If I am able to dwell in him, live a holy life, a righteous life, what will man do to me? If I am still at post, if I am still, you know, at where he wants me to be, stroke cannot affect me and I die. No, even the Bible says you will trample over scorpions and serpents, and they will by no means hurt you. You will eat poison. Who will be giving you that poison? Satan is not the problem. It is about the presence. So all the effort you are using to carry Satan out from where you are, rather bring Yahuwah to your home. Bring him and let him establish you. Let him plant you. Let him be your anchor. Let him be with you. Moses said, if your presence does not go with me, I am not going. So if he goes with you, fear not about what is on the way. Fear not about what you will meet. Fear not. He, the Lord, will be with you. May the Lord bless you. And may he keep you today. May you remain in him. I pray that you will enjoy his divine protection. I pray that no evil shall come near your tent today. The power of the enemy cannot touch you. I pray that you establish you, that when the wind is blowing, when the storm comes, not be blown out of Eden. I pray in the name which is above every other name that you will enjoy his provisions today. May the Lord provide. May Abba Father provide in the mighty name of Yahusha. Amen. Thank you. Please make sure that you introduce School of the Day to a friend and a brother. It will be published on all the podcast platforms. Make sure that you listen to them over and over again. Yahuwah bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.